you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I keep thinking of like Snoop Lion and then like old Snoop Dogg. I don't know which way he's going to go. The gospel route. Like, I don't know.
What is up? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily, a.k.a. your new favorite podcast, a podcast brought to you by Hip Hop DX, where we keep you updated on everything that's going on in hip hop culture. I am one of your hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
Yes, and it's Thursday.
Yeah, happy Thursday.
One more day till Friday, man.
Yes, girl.
Now, this episode, we got a bunch of updates to go on. Like, this is like the update episode.
Yeah, everything we've been talking about lately, we all just got brand new updates for it, so.
Allegedly, DMX tested positive for COVID-19 while he was in the hospital, but now we're getting reports that he is not positive, so we'll tell you what's what with that. We also have an update on the Kodak Black shooting incident that happened in Florida recently. We have updates on Lil Nas X versus Sada Baby. Big Draco is saying he's got 7 different record deals on the table. That's Soulja Boy, in case you didn't know. And Snoop Dogg has announced he's putting out a new album. Let's get to it.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start with DMX. He's still in the hospital, but there were some new developments and then some undevelopments of the new developments. So
right.
What happened with that?
So yesterday I saw news that according to DMX's manager, that DMX had tested positive for COVID-19 while he was in the hospital. Also said that only certain family members, specifically his mother and fiance, have been allowed in X's hospital room due in large part to the positive coronavirus test.
Right.
So we're all like, okay, he's in this coma. He's still on life support and he got COVID.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Crazy combo right there.
Mm-hmm.
But then, right after we got that information, mm-hmm. they came back and XXL had actually said that DMX doesn't have COVID-19, according to sources. Now, we don't know who these sources are exactly, but when they originally said he had it, it was the manager who came out and said he was positive. Now that they're saying he's negative, we don't know who that source is. They also said that there was going to be a new update from DMX's family about what his condition really is, but we still haven't gotten that update yet. So now we just don't know what's going on.
Why is DMX's situation so, like, reports come out and it's not true and then all the things come out? Like, I've never heard anybody's situation go like back and forth, you know?
You see what it is? I think everybody wants to get content. Everybody wants to get a headline out of it. So they're rushing to put things out and not really confirming first. And that's a problem here, because I remember the day after we found out he was in the hospital, his lawyer came out and said he was off life support. Why would you say that? And then you have us thinking everything's all good. Mm-hmm. And then we find out he's still in a coma.
Right.
Now they're saying he had COVID. So now we're thinking, oh, wow, he's battling COVID-19 too. This is worse.
Mm-hmm.
And now he doesn't have COVID. Like, we got to start getting some real factual information and only trust in the direct sources, because this is just getting out of hand at this point.
Yeah, it's becoming too much. Like, our emotions are up and down. Like, okay,
right.
He's good, he's not good. Like, what is going on?
It's the rush for a story. It's the rush for clicks. It's the rush for content. And it's really just not fair to his family, his fans, people that care about him. Like, we need real information or just be silent.
Yeah, just wait it out. You don't need a news story right now. Just wait it out.
Right. But that is the latest. We're just letting you know what's happening as it happens. What's being reported, rather. Mm-hmm. We're not letting you know what's happening because we're not there. But
right.
We're just telling you what's being reported. Now on to Soulja Boy, Big Draco.
Big Draco, we love Big Draco.
Yes, he's talking his talk yet again. You know, he had the fire make it clap challenge going crazy viral on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And now he allegedly has label deals on the table with this, record deals.
Yes, so Soulja Boy decided to tweet out. He talked about how he just freestyled Make It Clap on Twitch, dropped it as a real song, and then it went viral. Number one on TikTok. And he said he got, at this time, 5 deals from it, but now he's saying he got 7 deals.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
And then he continues to talk, and he says, I see these rappers copying my TikTok wave. They think they slick. Y'all wasn't doing this last month. I go number one, and here they come.
Ooh.
So he said, my song is doing better than rappers on a major level with marketing budgets. Let that sink in.
So. Okay, Big Draco, talk your talk, man.
Yeah.
I did go listen to the song on YouTube. It had like 500,000 views. But mm-hmm. I don't even know if that was the one Soulja Boy posted or if it was just like somebody else posted the song and they just put it up on YouTube. But yeah, it had 500,000 views. I saw Soulja Boy doing a tutorial of the Make It Clap challenge, and it was really like nostalgic because I just remember Soulja Boy doing the older dance videos like when YouTube had first came out. So it was kind of like that all over again. So I could see why it went viral and everybody was doing the challenge because it's like it takes you back to Superman days and Dunk and all of that. Like, so I can see Soulja having some deals from this. I believe him. I believe him when he says he has labels offering him things. Because why not? Why wouldn't they?
Do you think he should sign with anybody or he should just stay his independent wave?
He should stay his independent wave. He's doing fine. Yeah. He just needs to be more consistent. That's what that it part. Is. Mm-hmm. Keep putting out stuff. If your song has gone number one on TikTok, why don't you have another song ready?
Right. Like, have it in the tuck. Like, let's roll some stuff out.
Why haven't you shot the video for this yet?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I want to see what he does from here. What else you going to do, Soulja? What else you going to do? The world is yours.
We waiting, Draco. We waiting.
Now, on to Kodak Black. A few days ago, we reported that his entourage was the target of a shooting in a McDonald's parking lot in Tallahassee, Florida. So in the shooting, his bodyguard got hit in the leg. It actually hit one of his arteries, so he's not in great shape. But we do have a couple of updates on this.
Yes, so the update we have so far is that the sources are saying that Young Miami's baby daddy, Southside, could be behind this whole targeted shooting with Kodak Black.
Whoa. How are we just going to pin a shooting on somebody? Like, what made people start saying this? Like, because this is, how do you just indicate somebody? Like, was he on camera shooting?
No, not at all. I think there's taking it back from when Kodak Black was on like an Instagram video, like singing your Miami name and like, you know, been
Carisha
saying it.
Carisha Brownlee.
I think Southside took video of him like coming at Kodak Black, like threatening Kodak Black. Also says that cops are specifically reviewing threatening comments apparently made by Southside. He went live on Instagram on Sunday. Kind of responding to Kodak Black singing to Young Miami.
Okay.
And so that's the source there saying that it could be Southside based off the Instagram live video. So the cops are looking into it. However, the law enforcement have not named any suspects in the shooting right now, but the investigation remains open and ongoing.
Okay, so we can't just be like, it was Southside. So basically,
yeah, you can't say that.
They're looking into threatening comments, but they're not saying that Southside is a suspect.
Right. Officially,
you.
Yeah.
Got you. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That makes sense. I just don't want it to be like, all right, yeah, well, it was Young Miami baby daddy. Because you know that's what Twitter will do. That's what Instagram will do. They said Young Miami baby daddy shot Kodak Black. It's like we can't jump straight to that conclusion because people jump online and make empty threats all the time.
All the time.
It's a daily occurrence. So... Mm-hmm. But yes, that's the latest on that with the Kodak Black shooting. Now, another update. Lil Nas X has responded to Sada Baby. Now, a few days ago, we also talked about how when we found out DMX was in the hospital, Sada Baby came out and was like, we said Lil Nas X, Lord, not DMX. Mm-hmm. And people were not happy about that because it's like essentially he was wishing death on Lil Nas X instead of DMX.
Right.
But now Lil Nas X has responded.
Yeah, Lil Nas X said in the tweet, this is so effed up, OMG. Everyone streamed the number one smash hit, Montero, out now on all platforms, period.
Yes, that's all the energy I can give you right there. I'm just going to promote my single and that be that because I'm glad Lil Nas X didn't start, you know, trying to jab back at him or do any of this tweeting about why it's so wrong what he said or mm-hmm. acting hurt. Nope. Just go stream my number one song.
That's it. Don't feed into it. Just go ahead and stream it.
Hopefully that's the end of this issue, though.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope Sada Baby doesn't say anything back to him because mm-hmm. it doesn't even need to go any further. Okay, now let's talk about new albums, new music on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Snoop Dogg has announced his 18th studio album. 18th.
That's big. 18 albums.
Like,
crazy.
That is a career for you. Now, Snoop did say that this album is going to be called From the Streets to the Suites, which I like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Rags to Riches 2.0.
Right. Like, Streets to the Suites.
The
okay.
Streets to the Suites.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he said this album is going to come out on 420, of course.
It's only right for Snoop Dogg to do 420.
What other release date should Snoop Dogg have? Yeah. Like, that's perfect for him. Yeah, so he posted up the cover art on Instagram. It has, like, different blue shoes up there, and it's mm-hmm. got, like, the L.A. skyline in the background of it. And the caption says, New album, 420, From the Streets to the Suites. Pre-save link in bio.
That's it. Simple.
Do we think Snoop still got it? How do we think this album is about to sound?
You know, I honestly have no clue. Like, I keep thinking of, like, Snoop Lion and then, like, old Snoop Dogg. I don't know which way he's going to go. The gospel route. Like, I don't know.
Right. He's had so many different phases and transformations. Like, I don't know what this is going
to
be.
Yeah, I have no idea. But I'm excited to see what he puts out.
So. Yeah. And judging by the title, just From the Streets to the Suites, I think it's going to be kind of reflective. Like, all right, I came from this type of life. Now I'm living this type of life. So I'm expecting to hear maybe some bars about how he's living now, like wealthy and doing so much with his career. Like, I'm feeling like it's going to be that type of vibe.
You know, that makes sense. But can I at least get one song that's like a sensual seduction?
That'll and then I'll be fire. Good,
right? Just one of them on the album, Snoop Dogg. That's it.
That's all we need, Snoop. Hopefully we get that, though. I think that's a good note to end on today. New Snoop.
Yes,
always
babe.
A great note to end on. That's going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. Subscribe to us on all platforms, wherever you listen to podcasts, out there in podcast land. And subscribe to our YouTube channel. We are Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias, like our Instagram and our Twitter at Hip Hop DX.
Yep, you can follow us too. I am at Asia Sky on all platforms. Asia is A-S-H-I-A and Sky is S-K-Y-E.
And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter too at A-Dub, that's A-Y-E-E-E-D-U-B-B.
All right, we will see you on Friday to kick off your weekend with more daily news.
See ya.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.